After the sudden and unexpected storm, the search for missing bodies.
No! No! No!
Emerson Torres said he was able to pull out his mother and one girl before the mud avalanche hit his bar.
Everything fell at once. I never thought I would see something like this.
Yuda lost a niece and her niece's daughter. She's still looking for both and has lost hope.
Yesterday, a man was found alive in the debris. The firefighters pulled him out today in the morning and he was dead. I can't cope with this anymore.
Carla Simões says she's come to pick up clothes and food to take to the shelter where she's sleeping. But like many, she has not yet come to terms with her loss.
I cannot go back to my house because it's unsafe. I lost a niece in the mudslide, but many have lost so much more.
The number of deaths has been growing by the hour after Tuesday's unexpected rainfall. 230 millimeters of rain in 3 hours, the same amount expected for the whole month. It submerged streets and destroyed houses and vehicles.
26 members of my family are alive, but I have lost all my friends. They were buried by the mud.
Petrópolis is also known as a summer getaway for Brazil's royalty when the largest South American country was an empire. The region suffered devastating floods and mudslides in 2011 that killed more than 900 people. 75-year-old Geraldo de Almeida says he survived the first tragedy, but is homeless again.
Nothing was done to prevent this from repeating itself.
Climate change and geography may explain part of the tragedy in Petrópolis. But there is much more, says Luiz Cláudio Vieira. Poverty is also an issue.
It's very difficult to check if houses are being built irregularly, if all rules are being complied with, when there's no alternative to house the poor and needy.
Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro tweeted from Russia. He said he'll visit Petrópolis on Friday. Elections in Brazil are due later this year, and recent polls show Bolsonaro trailing behind former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The devastation in Petrópolis is only expected to add to his woes. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera.